Please sit. So I have a question, and this is one of those questions that I'm going to expect you to answer. You will all do much better with this than they will. They find it strange and scary, scarier than you do. What are your priorities in your life? What is important to you? Family? Friends? Several people back there?
Loyalty?
Okay, I heard church over here.
Honesty?
Trust?
Joy?
I heard worship, I think. Worship? Relationships? We're going for the broader. We've got family and friends and relationships in general. It's not really supposed to be a long list, is it? So now I have a question just for you guys. And the good news is I saw you all come in with cheat sheets because I was going to ask this earlier and sort of hope you had them memorized, but your leaders prepared you. So you have your pledges, your promises, right? What do those say that is important? To love God. Sure.
On my honor, I promise that I will do my best to do my duty to God and the Queen, to help other people at all times, and carry out the spirit of the Scout Law.
Okay, so to do your best, do your duty,
help other people,
carry out the Scout Law. Who, and this is a little mean of me, who knows the Scout Law offhand? None of the leaders' hands went up either, I'll just point out. You didn't know there would be a test. It's sort of really mean of me, isn't it?
Yeah. I got it.
You think you got it?
A scout is helpful and trustworthy, kind and cheerful, considerate and clean.
That sounds like what my brothers had to learn long ago. So kind and helpful, considerate and cheerful, and honest and clean.
Yeah.
Those are all pretty good things. I'm sure there are parents out there who wish their teenagers had been better at those when they were younger. Yep, they laughed, so that's true. We all have our own priorities and what is important to us, and I think the list we put together here this morning is pretty standard. If you surveyed a large group of people, I think they'd agree with most of the things on it, which is really what this morning's lessons are about. We hear of Adam and Eve in the garden, messing up for what will be the first time in a long series of people messing up in the Bible. We have Paul going on about sin and death and love and salvation. And we have Jesus in the desert. And today is the first day of Lent, so we tend to lean a little bit heavily on Jesus in the desert. And we can get lost in that passage. And sometimes it's a good place to be lost. There's a lot of fruit to be found in the middle of Jesus in the barren desert. But all of that is really about the same thing, which is what Lent is about. Lent is really about baptism. It goes back to the days in the church where new believers were all baptized at the Easter Vigil, where they made their promises and pledges, similar but not quite as you young people will do this morning. And Lent was the time set out for very deliberate and sort of the most strenuous part of that preparation. And at the end of that, they would make their pledge to be baptized and to step into the Christian life and faith and way of living. They would make their pledge to change the priorities in their life, to declare that the most important thing was Jesus Christ, whose death and resurrection. Which is a huge thing, and it gets larger when you realize that what that means is your entire life will change. That everything you do from then on out needs to be based in Jesus Christ and what we are taught. But today we have our scouts with us, and it's wonderful to see you all. I was reading a little bit about Robert Baden-Powell in preparation of you all coming here, which I thought was delightful because I got to learn about something new. And you can find online his last letter to the Scouts, which we wrote, we tend to think, a little bit before he died, but was meant to be read after his death, which was what he wanted people to remember most. And it's a very simple letter. He was a smart man and didn't write out a long treatise and manifesto. He knew that that would last anyways. But in the very end of it, he commends people to enjoy the world that God has given us, to remember that in happiness, we are better off by giving other people happiness. But his last line, or the second to the last line, is a reminder to live your Scout pledge even after you are no longer boys. This sense that the promises we make are the promises we stand upon for our whole lives, and our lives are better for it, both as Scouts, but even more as Christians, that it is this promise to base our lives on God and on Jesus Christ that gives us the best life we can ask for. Amen.